with very close contact with artificial intelligence. First of all, it is the problem identification. It is impossible to solve without this branch of science. Identification, pattern recognition, yes, construction, the automat systems, which we have not enough information about the behavior automat in different situations, and so on. I think that is a very general way for the
about linguistics. Science.
About linguistics, I have personal opinion that necessary to develop this branch of science, but very attentively. What? Because many problems are not solved yet, and necessary first of all to obtain the meaning for the software for the construction special program for the languages. Our experiments and the experience in the world is that big difficulties in the consideration semantic problem in the languages. Syntaxes and many others, it is possible to formalize and construct the very good translator, but semantic problems, it is necessary to develop very, very long time. Maybe after the 10 years it's possible to construct good enough translators for the translations from
what about summarization?
Summarization, I don't know.
That's more difficult than translation.
Oh yes, that's right. Not only, it is semantic, in general semantic, because if you have some sentences, there are many possibilities to change the sense. You see, by these sentences. It is a very critical situation, the construction of the sentence. Very critical. Oh, small perturbation in the semantic necessary to use the sense, to change the sense. But there are number of the group in our country, in Moscow, in general, is in Institute of Informatic, Academy of Science, our country, where we have one group. Good enough and big enough.
Mikhailov,
that's right. Where we have some activities.
What about the design of computers?
We have not any problems because our industry and the special research institute in our country, which belong to industry, have these activities. No, for us, we only buy the computers.
When you talk about the software,
huh?
When you talk about the software,
yes, of course,
problem.
Everybody. We have number of the national conference in our country. Very big activities and very big force has science states committed science technology. Kirillin is head, and time to time they gathered many scientists and engineers from the Academy of Science and Industry. And they discussed this problem.
Well, I was trying to find out a little bit more about what you meant by the problem. You mean the development of specialized languages for different disciplines?
Oh, yes. It is our activities in our country. In our institute also, we have very good group informatic about which I hope that you talk. And we try to construct new languages. For example, Professor Yershov and his collaborators 10 years ago constructed excellent language, Alpha language. Algol is subset Alpha languages. He included in Algol number of the operation, very useful operation, like the information and complex number, matrices, and many others. And we have now in our country, it is one of the general language it is very useful because all of the programs in Algol possible to realize by the same language, by the same translators.
I understand the question. The question is, what is better, specialized compilers in different fields or the universal?
Oh, your question, I would like to tell. I think that it's impossible to interact,
to confront.
Yes. Somewhere necessary to use a very big compiler, somewhere specialized one, because uniformation, very universalization, confront with the optimization, you see. But if you have number of the very interesting applications in the different areas, of course, very useful to construct special language which have orientation in the number of the problems. Because in this case, we have a possibility to include the many methods of the optimization. I think that it is depends of the class of the problems.
Now, you said that you buy the machines and you don't get involved in the design of the machine. Very often, the impact of the design of the machine interacts with the design of the software.
Yes,
and
that's right.
How do you resolve this if you just sit back and say, give me the machine and we'll make software for it? Wouldn't it be
States Committee Science and Technology, I will repeat, to time spent general discussion about this problem. And we have possibility to give our special opinion before the construction of computers and the Science Committee, State Committee Science and Technology is allowed to order.
But do they listen to the intellectuals in Novosibirsk? Do they listen?
Of course.
Well, they listen, but do they do something?
Yes, everybody listen, but it is not sufficient to listen. Necessary to have the system for the influence for the to the ministry and the States Committee Science and Technology have responsibility to use it. It is
they
very good.
To account the suggestions made by the Siberian.
Yes.
Before the designing of the machine.
Yes.
Did you have any influence on the development of the real machine?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Of course. We have very impossible to construct special software and universal software for the computers without the understanding the structure of the computers. It is very close, of course, very, very close.
But you don't do any hardware work at all here.
No. We have not activities in our institute, but we have possibility to advise.
Something
like
microprogramming, hardware or software, depending on.
Yes, of course. I think that your question is the same: interaction between software people person and hardware people person. We have in close enough communication.
What will you still have the designing bureau at your institute for your own purposes? Yes.
I don't understand.
Есть у нас небольшая группа для проведения
хардверной
экспозиции.
Хардвер,
но? Нет, ну небольшие вот...
No, no. We have only other group for the adaptation, not for the construction. For the adaptation, if we have the very good device and we want only to adapt it for the
now,
our system.
Now, what will you do or how do you plan for when the cost of the machine is so cheap that...
Where?
When, which will be perhaps 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, when the machine will be 100 rubles,
mm-hmm.
you see,
mm-hmm.
it would be too expensive to go through the committees and so on.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, do you anticipate the need to build and expand your design and technical and electronic facilities here at the Institute? Do you think so?
Yes, I have not any opinion. I want to have very good, very cheap, very
you
cheap
will.
Computers.
You
yes.
will.
Yes. I hope.
Not in 2 years.
I hope. It is the question not for me. I would like to tell you only about my activities.
Well, one area that's very much interested in the United States now is to improve the performance of the computer by improving the scheduling of the activities on it. So that there's a great deal of interest in measuring the activities, the performance of the computer. Is any of that done here?
Yes, I understand now. Yes, we have a very, very strong group, the scientists, who consider very attentively the problem, the adaptation system for their concrete problems in the science. For example, if you have constructed the computing system for the special problems, necessary first of all to consider the mathematical model this system, and by the consideration the statistical data is connected with specific problems which necessary to adapt the system. We have the big mathematical models for the optimization the structure not inside the computer but structure the system or computing system. What kind of hardware necessary to use, what kind of software necessary to use in this system, what communication necessary arrange, and so on. And we have possibility to give the advice, what kind of optimal computing system necessary to use for this purpose. Is it your question?
But once such a computer system is operating, Once you have such a computer system operating, what about measuring the performance of it and modifying it?
Когда вот такая система работает, какие у вас средства для измерения? Как измерить, что там внутри делается?
Yes. We have special software. It is one way for the registration, for the measurement, the data. And in other way, we advised our industry to have the micro programs in hardware which can for the statistical measurement.
When you spoke of mathematical modeling, were you referring to specific models? Special languages for modeling, numerical analysis.
Yes, usually we use universal languages, ALGOL. In our country, ALGOL and Alpha languages is the basic language. But except if for the construction, there are different operation systems, and for the translator, specializing or universal, we use this special language, Epsilon language, which constructed the same in our institute. Epsilon language. By Epsilon language, we have possibility to realize end operation system and different software. And it is language is not adapted to the computer. You see, it is a language. Epsilon. It is what как он называется.
Machine independent.
And only in the last step, the adaptation, it adapted to the computers. By the Epsilon language, we try to construct all of the software now here. And it is very, very useful. In the last part, we have possibility to use ALGOL, the same ALGOL language, for the realizing the program for the computers.
But when you said that an important area of research is mathematical modeling, what specifically do you mean by that?
The mathematical modeling, the question is music.
We haven't specific. In technology, we use a simula, language, and the subsets. for the mathematical, no. Usually we construct the very poor, very, very poor languages, very high level, and all. For example, for the measurements, for the optical electronics, for example, for the different problems. It is very, very necessary to construct the language which very adapted to the spirit the customer.
But we have in our country such languages, for example, in Kiev, slang, I suppose, was
slang language
was developed for modern problems.
Is the Bessel 6 computer multi-programmed?
Yes.
I think the question was whether there was a mathematical model of the activity under the multi-programming system.
Oh, it is. We use Algol, the same Algol alpha language. No,
autocodes.
No. The question is, when you have a multi-programmed computer,
mm-hmm.
and you have many peripherals,
yes.
you have a problem of scheduling the activity to keep the equipment as busy as possible. And a big area of activity in our country is to developing mathematical models for how to do the scheduling to keep the equipment as fully used as possible. I think that's
but usually it is made previously when we are constructing the operational system.
But
you must have some possibilities to change.
Dynamic change. What you want to find is that the bottleneck, the area of the system that is constraining you.
The good operational system must have some statistical, as
yes.
Statistical
equipment. Yes.
Does Epsilon have in it a method of simulating the system before you build it, or do you implemented
it? Is it possible? Of course. Yes, it, now it is a universal language for many, many scientists.
For example, when we are constructing the ICE0 system, we use some simulation, but only parts. Of course, not the whole.
It's very difficult.
Yes.
You said that the computers that you have now will be moved to the university when you have your new computers. Will there be an interconnection between the computers then at the university and your new computers here? Will it be possible to transmit directly between them?
Yes, it is possible, but we now prefer to construct special computing center in the university now for the education especially. But our system of the education very unusual for maybe for you, because inside, and not for you, for many persons from our country too, because our university belong to Siberian Branch Academy of Science, and after third course of the university, all of the students we invite to our two institutes, research institutes, and they during fourth course, they have 2 or 3 days a week to go in the research institute, in the five course, total week. And they have possibility to use our computing technique, our software, and so on. But for the first and second course in university, we train our students by the special computers which there are in university. But in future, when we will have biggest computer system, it is very reasonable to use communication.
I want to ask you one question about the division of your responsibilities. Now, you have obviously a research function, which is the most important function. Presumably you also have an educational function.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you say is the division? In other words, what percentage would you consider to be research and what percentage would you consider to be educational?
We have not different, function. No. We have only very, very close communication. It means that in our university is not one professor which belongs to university. You see?
We don't have a talk.
No. All of the professors are inviting from our research institutes, and they have half a salary, special extra salary, and they have possibility to deliver lecture.
You don't give any regular courses at the university?
Yes, we have. We have, but by the not special professors, by the professors which
I understand it.
Yes.
In other words, taking your institute, you would say that if you take a particular professor, typical member of your institute,
yes,
so much of his time is spent on research, and perhaps a certain fraction of his time is spent on teaching courses.
I think that
it depends.
It depends from the professor, but I think that not more 8 hours a week. Not more.
But that's 8 hours
a week. Yes, a week. Well, a week. For the teaching.
Yes, I know.
For 8 hours he would lecture?
No. Usually a professor like me to lecture a week.
Two
lectures. And assistant professors maybe two hours lecture. You see, I have one lecture only, numerical analysis. One lecture during 2 hours. It is my level. Assistant professor, maybe two lectures or three, four seminars. It is usual. Not so much.
He was the rector of the institute of the university, the academician.
Belyaev.
Mm-hmm. Who does the work of collecting student papers?
We have special staff teachers, independent from the Siberian branch. They belong to university, of course. It is.
I mean, you don't.
Only middle level, the assistant professor and professors. They belong to the Siberian branch. Mm. What? Maybe. I don't know, maybe 50, maybe, I don't know how many professors belong to university. Not in the mathematics, not in the physics, chemistry, maybe in economy, maybe languages, history, and foreign languages department. Yes.
Humanitarian.
Mm-hmm.
How many, what percentage of your members of the institute, in your particular, are mathematicians?
This? We have two parts. One part it is 300 approximately, it is the researchers. And 300 at the service, in administrative and service in generally. From these 300 we have maybe 2,500 fellow researcher. 100 PhD. In computing center. 15 full professors. Professors. And 4 members Academy of Science. It is
five
already. Oh.
And how many of them are mathematicians?
How many? Mathematicians, I suppose that 100. No, maybe some more, maybe 1.5.
Out of
necessary to define what it is a mathematician.
Somebody who is by training is mathematician. Who is
training in university?
No. Somebody whose education was in mathematics.
Mathematician образование.
200.
Out of how many?
From 300, 200 with mathematician. Uh-huh. Yes.
That's my question.
Yes.
People pay. You mentioned 20 million rubles a year for research.
20. Not 12, 20.
20 million
rubles a year, total for the all 24, 22 institutes.
That includes teaching activities and research activities?
No, teaching. Just only research. Communication between science and technology.
Because teaching is the Ministry of Education.
It is.
Not a budget.
Yes, it is.
Just 20 million just for research?
Yes, only, yes.
No,
it is not total our budget. Now it only we have support from industry. Our general, we published 1 year ago in our communication, 100 million rubles. And 20 million rubles extra. It is quite enough for us.
What is the status of the IS0 system? How many terminals can operate simultaneously?
Oh, excuse me. It is 100 rubles. It is without the, what is that? Fundamental. Without the, not fundamental.
That's the operating budget.
Only for the operating, without including money for the construction and so on.
Buying of machines?
It is not including this, yes.
But it's paper, ink,
that's cleaning. That's right. And the salary for everybody.
Institution growing now?
Yes. No, in Siberian branch now is growing. Last 10 years, increase our staff in 10 times.
Do you have many people visiting your institution for a period of time, say from the United States or other countries?
Yes. Yeah. Now, for example, during 6 months, one of our collaborators now is in the Seattle University. And from Seattle University, a young professor, Wallace, now is here. It is exchange program in the activity, in the operation.
We usually have three or four long-term stage. For example, now from Professor Wallace, Dr. Horvat from Hungary for the half of the year,
Tomei
from Sweden, Dr. Spacek from Czechoslovakia.
Yes.
Approximately
from France, we have
50 persons from the
year.
Yes.
Each time we have it's permanently. Mm-hmm. We have usually from 2 to 5 persons which we have in our staff.
The impression I had that there would be a limit to the city, an academic city, to about how many, what number was it?
60,000.
Is there any limit in the
60,000? What is it?
What was the limit?
60,000.
No, not 60, 50.
Will be. It is now 50,000.
50 now.
It will be limited to 60,000.
50, maybe 60 now, yes, yes, 50 and a half.
Yes. Now she says that there will be maximum ceiling.
Of course.
Now, do you envision a ceiling, a limit in your in your institute? Do you see any limit that you don't want to increase the size?
Each 5 years, we establish the limit without success.
But in 5 years, there'll be perhaps a new ceiling.
Yes.
Establish and then violate.
Yes, that's right. Impossible to do. It is a real life.
Development?
Yes. Real time. No, I think that Dr. Kotov now will introduce you with our computer technique, with our eyes. Automatic information station, time sharing, and able to answer in very different questions which you have. Yes, excuse me. My pleasure to meet you here again. Goodbye. Goodbye. From what places you will gather here?
Well, I'll go one by one. Go ahead.
Well, all over. I come from industry.
From industry?
Western Electric.
Oh, yes, Western Electric. I know. Yes. From?
Washington.
From what place?
National Science Foundation.
Oh, yes. My best regards, Professor Fletcher. You know, Fletcher, it is the famous researcher in the North Ocean. Joseph Fletcher, Joe Fletcher, my best regard. I met him in last visit together with President of the Academy of Science our country to Academy of Science your country last November.
Toronto, Canada, Telephone Administration.
Oh, I see.
University of Illinois.
You know exactly.
University of Connecticut.
Never been.
Near New York City.
The RAND Corporation.
RAND Corporation from Santa Monica. Ah, yes, I see. I know one person from RAND Corporation. I've forgotten. No, mathematics, computer science, I'm going to name. Jan Kota. My best regards. I met him in International Symposium in Nice. Jan Kota.
Berkeley, remember you came with Kildish to Berkeley?
Oh, yes, I know, yes. Now I again to remember.
Через полдня опять весь его
один.
Центральное?
Пойдем.
Нет, Новосибирск.
Я покажу.
Да, у меня нет чуинга.
Пиво. 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 Не нужно пиво.
Сейчас. Комплекс, комплекс. Комплекс.
Нет, не комплекс, а...
О!
Пиво.
Пиво будет? Нет, найн.
Найн.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Я,
я.
Да. Я не понимаю Deutsch.
Ну, французиш.
Да,
нет, найн. Как правильно говорить? Францу?
Франсе.
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 Найн, найн.
Англи? English?
Их. Не, nein, нет, nein.
Школа немец.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch. Deutsch, Deutsch.
Школа немец.
Да, да, школа немец.
Сколько процентов студентов...
Новосибирск, Сибирь, гостиница. Гостиница, гостиница.
Сколько процентов студентов
студент,
и немец?
Да.
50%?
Deutsch, Deutsch. Студент?
Да.
Deutsch.
Который процент?
Как сказать?
50% английский получили, 50% немецкий.
50.
50.
50.
И никак, никого француза? Французский.
Нет, най.
Испанский?
Най.
Это твой
латин,
язык.
Латин, латин.
Почему латин?
Иногда.
До собор?
Сейчас туда зайдем? Где?
Пойдем в отель. Я иду в отель, нет. Вы студентный?
Я.
Что? Он как он?
Театральный училище. Театральный
училище. Что?
Театр.
А, театр. Спокойной ночи.
Ещё очень солнышко у нас светит. Нам нельзя. Ну,
End of Novosibirsk recording. From this point on, the next recording will be at Kiev.
Почина возит хорошо поводу. У нас зашли неделю. Вот
дожили. Все уже закрыто,
пожалуйста.
А я хочу в сок. Работает, да.
Дожди же сильные, облажные.
Да.
Неделю. А сегодня не было. Сегодня вы привезли нам погоды хорошие.
Пошли, что?
Я тебе говорю, что не ходить.
Фашист.
Кто? Не знаем.
Скажите ему, Акинья, что это фашист? Фашист, самый настоящий говно. Я выйду, даже если потом милиция, КГБ, я скажу то же самое.
Yeah.